Hello again. This is your host, Molly O'Reilly. You're listening to the Darling Rage podcast. I'm so happy to have you. Today, I'm sharing a special bonus episode with you, a solo episode, because it's been freaking forever and it's about time. So, hi, here I am, here we are. I've just been reflecting so much about where the podcast started, where it's gone since then, where we're at now, where the podcast is at now, where I'm at now. The last 8 months have been crazy, transition-wise for me, growth-wise, for the podcast, for me, all of the things. It's been like a greenhouse effect. So I wanted to go back to the beginning and talk a little bit about the idea behind why the podcast started and kind of wrap our brains around where I'm at with that concept now. And I'm not going to make this a super long episode. I'm going to chunk it up into parts. Chunk it up. You know what I mean? Break it up into different chunks. That's what I meant to say. Oh my goodness. Yeah, sun's out, so I'm like giddy and happy and feeling alive after such a long winter. So anyway, if I'm a little all over the place, forgive me, because I'm happy and it's a Friday. And yeah, so the reason that I started the podcast was because Anchor was a new platform. I was really excited about it, and I really wanted a platform to share my voice, to share your voice, and to talk about owning, finding, cultivating, developing, deepening your own voice, our voice, specifically creatively. For those of you who have been listening for a while, you know I'm a visual artist. I work mostly in painting and now some mixed media, and I'm an abstract expressionist artist, and my style and my voice has been evolving and developing and deconstructing and all the things since I started, you know. I started doing art professionally 2.5 years ago. And it's been slowly building since then. And so developing your creative voice is a really, really, really important thing to me. It's integral to what it means to be an artist, but also, you know, what it means to be a human being, is gaining that self-awareness every single day, you know, forgiving yourself for fucking things up, because that happens on the daily, and then celebrating yourself every day and learning more about yourself every day. Well, that's really a lot of what I think it takes to really develop your voice, is that you have to start listening to yourself and noticing yourself and the things that you're drawn to and the things that repel you, and you know what you're good at, what you want to be good at, how you react to things. It's really complex and nuanced and beautiful, and it's this messy rage of life that we're in, right? It's fucking fantastic. It's so great. So when I started the podcast, my life was vastly different than it is right now. I was living with my husband, who is now my ex, and my two kiddos, who I still very much love and are still very much around, but everything is very different. I left a faith community that I had been part of for most of my life that served me really, really well for, you know, most of my life until I grew out of it. And I don't know if any of you have experienced a deconstruction of your religion or your faith or anything like that, or just, you know, an evolving, an evolution that left you kind of not sure who you are. And all of those things happened all at once. It was kind of like a massive, massive nuclear bomb went off in my life, and everything was gone in a lot of ways. Not gone, but just, you know, decimated, laid bare, opened way up. And that caused me to be vulnerable with myself in a way that I had not been forced to in a long time, to really ask hard questions, to really also be gentle with myself and allow myself to be soft in a time of my life when it would have been really easy to harden up and become bitter, and really explore what that deconstruction meant for me and who I really am at my core and what's true for me and what my voice is, what my story is, and do my circumstances actually define me? Like, no. The answer is no. And it's a really interesting push and pull, right? Because circumstances are, you know, ever evolving, ever changing. And there is this part of us that really needs to and benefits from learning how to be content in the now, to be fully in the present, because if you can't be in the present and happy with yourself now, even if maybe circumstances are shitty, then you're never really going to be fully happy with yourself. However, there's another half to that equation that has to do with being honest with yourself and realizing when circumstances and your life do not line up with your core values, don't line up with what you want, don't line up with what feels like the right trajectory for you. And that is really fucking hard to come to terms with the fact that you've gone on this trajectory, maybe because it was like the traditional thing to do, maybe because it was expected, it was the next thing. You know, we're so busy and we're in school and then we start a job and we get married and we have kids and we're just like on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing, until we reach this point where we're like, fuck, I don't think this is what I want. And we all react differently to that. Like some of us, And I'm not saying like that everyone should leave their marriages. I still believe in marriage. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying everyone should leave their faith community. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying it's really important for us to be listening to ourselves, right? And gentle with ourselves and honest with ourselves. Because when we come to that point where we're doing everything we can to stay busy and numb because we don't like our lives, and there are things that need to be addressed and need to be changed because they're out of alignment with who we truly are, that's really hard, right? That it's painful. It's so fucking difficult, and it's a process. And sometimes we can push that back down and pretend that it's all okay, and or, you know, address it within the situation without leaving the situation. But there comes a time, at least there did for me, where you finally notice. It's like my eyes were opened for the first time fully at a certain point, maybe like 7-8 months ago, where I looked around me and I said, shit, this is not good. Like this is not what I want. And if I continue down this path, it's going to destroy me emotionally, mentally, physically, all of those things. I can't do it. And it was a hard choice either way. It was like, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay in this trajectory of life and just push through? Which was, you know, the advice that a lot of people were giving me was to push through. And that's the loving thing to do, is just to push through. And, you know, even if the situation is super mega toxic and it's not working for you, and that to me was not loving. That to me, that pushing through was ignoring things. It just didn't work. And there were lots of things that had been ignored, but also lots of things that were being addressed and that I was trying to address and that I've been processing through. I've been in therapy for years, ever since I had kids, actually, which is kind of funny. Not necessarily anything to do with my kids, just I had postpartum depression. You can hear more of that story about my postpartum depression and my journey and why I call this thing Darling Rage in earlier episodes. I believe it's like episode 1-10. There's a lot of that story peppered in. But anyway, I've been on this journey of self-discovery for a long time, right? And the last 8 months just happened to be the grenade, like the ending point to it. Like all the parts of the cocktail kind of came into place and locked in. And it was like, okay, like it's time for a change. And this sucks and it hurts, but this is the right thing to do. And I can't ignore it anymore. And it was really hard. And I felt like for so long, you guys, I couldn't really do a solo episode on the podcast about finding your voice because I'm like getting really excited. I just like slapped my own arm. Anyway, I couldn't do a podcast episode about finding your own voice because I felt like I'd lost mine. And I didn't feel like I had anything to say. I felt numb. I felt empty. I felt black. I mean, like nothing. Like I didn't have anything to share with you guys and I didn't know what to do. So I just wanted to encourage you today that if you're feeling like that, like either you're in the beginning of a transition or you're going through something or you've gone through something and you feel like you have nothing to offer and you don't even know where to go from here, like where do we go from here? That's okay, because I want to encourage you that that's part of the journey. And there are mountains and there are valleys and there are so many nuances. And the crazy thing about the last few months in particular is that even though I've felt so numb and they felt so dark, there's been so much good and so much growth and cultivation happening at the same time that it's kind of like when the sunshine finally comes out and it's springtime all of a sudden and you're like, oh, like this grass has been here all along, right? This growth, this life has been here all along and I just didn't realize it. And that's true for me and it's true for you as well. So I don't know. I just want to encourage you today as a first piece to this, you know, foray back into the journey we're on to finding our creative voice, that a big part of finding your voice is just continuing on, you know, and showing up for yourself. And that's been the biggest thing for me, is releasing pressure on me to have to show up in the podcast or on Instagram or social media or whatever, and be completely content and learn to be intentionally content and loving about showing up for myself and celebrating waking up every morning, because that's a victory in itself. Getting out of bed, some days maybe not getting out of bed so fast, maybe just laying there, you know, and thinking and listening to music and whatever I had to do, you know, because when your life changed, there's a grieving process and that's a transition and you have to feel those feelings. But showing up for myself has been the best decision I've ever made in my life. And at the end of the day, you are what you have. You are you. And all you have is you, really, at the end of the day. And if you're not taking time to honor that, to honor yourself, to honor your development and your growth, to check in with yourself, to see what's going on, what can be, you know, heard and listened to and improved, what you need to address, then you're doing yourself a huge disservice and you're going to come to the end of your life and be like, crap, did I ever do anything for me? And was this life that I lived the way that I wanted it to be? And did the stuff that I make, the art that I made, the things that I wrote, the people that I love, the relationships and connections that I had, were those my choice? Or did I let life happen to me rather than me happening to life? So, yeah. I'm going to wrap this up as the first part of, you know, me going solo again and talking to you guys about finding your voice, but I want to leave you with this, and this has been my life mantra for the past 4 years, if not longer. Be curious, not judgmental. And I've mentioned that in the podcast before in early episodes, and that's a Walt Whitman quote, by the way. I adore him. If I ever need to get some life in my bones, I just read some of his poetry and I feel, you know, just alive and feelings. But be curious, not judgmental. And a lot of times when I think about that quote, I think about myself and my own reactions to things. And rather than beating myself up for being upset about something or for doing something or making a decision or whatever, I try to take stock and time and say, hey, like, what's going on with me? And have that inner dialogue and be so gentle and kind with myself, just like I would a best friend, right? Because if you can't be kind to yourself, then how can you expect anyone else to be kind to you? You also are going to have a really hard time being kind to others, by the way, if you can't be kind to yourself. So I just encourage you today to be curious about yourself. Be curious. Start asking questions. Start digging in. Start exploring. Start experimenting and playing and seeing who you are. And that's just like the beginning of the process of finding and developing your voice. More next week. I love you guys. I hope you have a fantastic fucking day and weekend. And I will be talking to you again soon. But until then, rage on, darlings.